Thousands of pilgrims wrapped in scarves and hats withstood a gelid northerly wind that swept St. Peter's Square this Sunday to pray the midday Angelus prayer with Pope Benedict XVI, who urged them to prepare their hearts and lives for the coming of the Lord.
In today's Gospel, John the Baptist reminds us of the need for repentance and purification as we prepare a way for the Lord and await in hope his coming in glory.
On this second Sunday of Advent, the Pope dwelt on the figure of John the Baptist, presented in Luke's Gospel. He spoke of him as the voice crying out in the desert of today's consumer society, where we seek joy in things. Instead, the Baptist teaches us to live in an essential way, so that Christmas is not only experienced as an outward celebration, but as the feast of the Son of God, who came to bring peace, life, and true joy to people. Our aim today, he continued, is to listen to that voice, to give space and welcome Jesus, the word that saves us, to our hearts.
I would now like to offer a word of greeting to all the English-speaking visitors present at this Angelus prayer.
In greetings to French-speaking pilgrims following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict XVI likened the Advent season to a journey towards the Lord and used the opportunity to highlight the plight of migrants. He said, "This journeying reality is very familiar to people forced to leave their region for various reasons, including war or poverty. Migrants," he continued, "are aware of the precarious nature of their situation and often encounter little understanding. Pope Benedict prayed that they may be welcomed and have a dignified life, and that in preparation for Christmas time, a joyous and fraternal solidarity come to aid their need and support their hopes." Finally, Pope Benedict XVI reminded those present not to forget that every Christian is en route to his or her true home, heaven, and that Christ is the only path to follow.
May God abundantly bless you and your loved ones.
That's